And if you ever kill a hog or anything, that's when they they scald a hog or something after they clean that up, and that's when they cut that fat meat up and cook that lard.
Yes, sir.
That's where he got them cracklings from. That's what he made that bread out of.
You cook cornbread in a what?
Well, they had a pan that it, you know, that's a bread pan that cooked that cornbread in.
Oh,
okay. Well, Buddy cooked it in one of them. He cooked that in a regular regular skillet back there, what I call it.
Did you ever see one with legs on it that would they cook in front of the fire?
Yeah. That's right, that little leg about that long. Stick down about, I'm going to have three or four legs on it.
Yeah. I've heard of people cooking on them and heaping coals over the top of it.
I think all back then, there's plenty of folks done walls of cooking it on the fireplace and like that, and they have a stove.
Yeah. Now, he just made a pone of that bread, right? It was kind of a big round.
He made it up in one of them pans and just pulled it in when I cooked it in the stove. That's that kitchen sticking. He got some of that new stuff to come out with you to spray your pan in there, keeps from, I'll get the name of it, keeps your bread from sticking.
Yeah. Well, what did you have to eat with? Did your mother have, like, the best dishes she'd call her?
Well, they'd have some dishes that I made for different ones, things for cutting, and then have, what's more of this meal?
That's good.
For just everyday use, and then some for your company.
Okay, or good.
Yeah. They'd have, well, he comes over back in that house, they have put good silverware. Not as fancy as they have now, you know.
Yeah, but at each plate setting, you put a...
Yeah, you put a spoon, you know, fork and a knife.
Okay, well, y'all always, But, no, her best dishes, your wife would call her good, what, china or?
I don't I guess it would call it a china ware. I know we at the home now. You got different dishes at home now. You know for
yes.
If you have a company or something, now you got the special silverware.
Okay. Now flowers in the house, she put those in a what?
She got different vases and things. Keeps them sitting there, hanging around in the house. I let some of them get about die when she's up there in the white night. I didn't keep some of them watered.
when you buy nails, where do they come in?
Back then, they come in keg, a wooden keg.
Yeah, like a little barrel? had metal.
Little metal rings around them, holding them together. Of course, nails now comes in, kind of had the pasteboard box. They quit putting them in there. They put in their pasteboard in there.
Good God. You told me you used to do a lot of your chopping and your plows and things like that.
I did. I had my little shop up there, and that little blower and that chopping them.
And
when they
fix tires, on a wagon, the wheel of the wagon?
I never did learn how to swank them. Wagon tires, I thought if you had to have that done, that it came.
The metal thing?
Yeah, to a blacksmith shop, somebody really know how to do it. For sharpening plows and things, I'm pretty good at that. I could sharpen my plow.
Yeah. Would you beat a plow with a...
You'd have a sledgehammer, and that hammer you were looking at up there a while ago, you put it on beat it. You know, heat it. Get it hot and beat it out. Got it. Beat out to a shot and sharpen it. You'd have to watch it and watch what you're doing, or put a good long plow or something. You'd round it if you didn't want it, you'd have it curve on you. But you'd have to watch about sharpening it.